Blog Talk Radio.
And Taking Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Man, woo, what's that song? It don't really apply, but y'all know what I mean. It says, I've been through the storm and the rain, but I made it. Yeah, they ain't got one for the snow. But man, here, look here. Woo, but I made it. Man, look at y'all. It's The streets aren't this little crazy. I'll tell y'all about that in a minute. Look, it is Friday, Praise Break Friday. One more time, February 9, 2018. We're live. We're on the air. Yes, I am in the studio. Y'all know if I can get here, I'm going to get here. It's just, this is my refuge. So if I can get here, I'm going to get here. And I might as well have just made my way on out here. So it's going to be a good time today. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. Hope y'all ready for this. Praise Break Friday. Here it is. The heart of a worship leader being led while leading. The heart of a worship leader being led while leading. That's good stuff right there. I hope y'all are ready for it. I know I am. I'm looking forward to today's conversation. It's going to be a good time. But let me give you the rundown on how you could be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you could be a part of today's broadcast. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can email the show at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way via email. One more time, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Love hearing from y'all via the email. If you want to follow us on social media, please do so. Please do so. You can follow us at TTLO Radio on Twitter. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet us at TTLO Radio. That's how you find us on Twitter. Yes, people are still on Twitter. Don't act funny. Act like y'all don't know. But you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to read that tweet over the airwaves just for you. Amen. Amen. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. It's real simple to do. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Real easy and simple to do. Just do a simple search on your Facebook and you can find us there. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all via the book. Amen. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, feel free to do that. You can follow us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. Just do a simple search at TTLO Radio. You can follow us right there on Instagram. Amen, amen, amen. Let's see. Make sure I did this right. Yes, the live streams are up and running. Amen. The live streams are up and running. You can follow us on Ustream, ustream.tv. Real simple, ustream.tv. Looking forward to hearing from you all there. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. One more time, ustream.tv. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you will find us there. Also, Facebook Live, right? Yeah, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. Go to our page. You can do that. If you haven't already, like the page, man. What y'all waiting on? Like the page. Get the updates and keep up what's going on with the show. Told y'all it's going to be some good stuff happening this year. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. But you can find us right there at TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Amen. And then we're also live. That's right. The live stream is up right there. And then the live stream is up on Instagram, on the gram. Live stream is up on the gram, TTLO Radio. You can find us on the gram. You can find us right there. Real simple. Find us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. Real simple, TTLO Radio. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you can find us there. Amen, amen, amen. Look, y'all, hey, now you know the weather people will get you feeling some kind of way. You know how they do. You know how they do. Y'all been in Chicago all y'all life, so don't act brand new. But y'all know the weather people will put you on a straight as we duly name it around these parts, the great send off mission. But don't get me wrong, it's a lot of snow outside. I ain't gonna say that they lied or none of that stuff, but it sure is a whole lot of snow outside. It is, and it's a little rough. The expressways were not bad. The expressways were not bad. I came via 290 going westbound. The expressway was not bad, but my God, these side streets and these alleys. And you know, if you've never been to the church here, you got to. And so here was the trick. So there are the snow guy. We have a guy here at the church who normally plows out the parking lot. Well, let's just say it ain't plowed. So every car that's out there right now just made their way on in here behind somebody else. So literally, the parking lot is like ridiculous. So there's literally like a 6 inches or 7 inches of snow just sitting in the parking lot. And everybody just drove their way in. They're going to try to drive their way out. And hopefully we don't tap nobody's car in the process. Amen. I tried to push mine in as far as I could get it because I ain't worried about getting stuck. But my God, it's a little rough out there. It's a little rough out there in the streets, y'all. It's a little rough in the streets. So we're going to hope, I know the guy came last night, but when he found out it was going to continue snowing, he figured he would come back today. So hopefully he comes in and does what he needs to do while we're here. Amen. Amen. That's what's going on with that. It's a little crazy out, man. So look here, and I'm going to say it like this. If you don't really have to be out today, I have to be out today. That's why I'm here. So I know people looking like, why are you out? Why are you out? I have to be out today. I got a lot of stuff that I got to do today that was necessary for me to be out here. So I've still, got to deal with some stuff. So we here, and we're going to have a good time on today. But man, I don't want to call it the, we panicked a little bit. The weather people got us a little hyped up, got us a little charged up. But it's bad, but it ain't as bad as, did they do right by closing the schools? I'm going to say I agree. I'm going to say they probably did the best thing by closing the schools. It was probably necessary. I'm going to absolutely agree with that. Not that it matters what I agree with or not, but I'm just going to say it was necessary that it got done. Amen. So we're good to go. And we're just glad that people are, if you're in the house and you're safe and look, if you got you some snacks, all it requires to get through a blizzard is one good meal and some snacks, right? You got you some snacks in the house. You know what I mean? If you got you some snacks, you need some good stuff, now I know y'all on diets and y'all been fasting, but I think on day like a blizzard day, you ought to take off. So, if you got you some snacks, you got to have, get your favorite potato chips, get your favorite chip. Mine is let me tell y'all something right now. And I don't want to get them too much pub because they're not a sponsor. But if we can get them as a sponsor, it would be lovely. But y'all know them baked Lay's sea salt with the cracked black pepper. Them potato chips got the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to help somebody right now. If you ain't never had what? Did she say I grabbed 10 steak tacos and went in for cover? Okay. So anyway, this here, look here, you gotta have you some snacks while here, and I ain't invited the people on thing. I ran out trying to give myself enough time to get here. Left my laptop, packed up the laptop, so I ain't got nothing. Y'all know I normally have a laptop here and an iPad over here, all my other stuff. So I'm down two computers today, so I'm gonna have to sit here and try to do this Facebook invite stuff. And y'all got to help me invite y'all people because everybody in the house. Didn't nobody leave the house today, so all your friends in the house, y'all ought to go ahead and invite them on in to the show and hit their share button. I hear some outside. I wonder, do I need to move my? I think I hear the plow outside. I ain't sure. But anyway, y'all need to go ahead and invite y'all peoples and have them come on and watch the show. It's going to be a good time. Maria Salisbury, bless your heart, down all the way from Indiana. I know y'all got some snow. Them chips got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you what, the baked sea salt, look here, the sea salt and the cracked black pepper chips. Lay's make them. First of all, they cost about $4 for a bag. About $4.29, that bag expensive for that little, for the one size bag. But I promise you they got an anointing on. Oh, my God, they good. Them will get you through. You got to have a good snack, right? And then you need, your favorite candy. You got to have whatever your favorite candy is. You got to have that while you're locked down, while you're bunkered down. You got to have your favorite candy. So, you got to have you some Sweetest Fish. I'm going to help y'all today with my snack items. You got to have your Sweetest Fish ready and available to get you through some stuff when you know what I'm saying. You got to have your Sweetest Fish because them don't get you through, your Sweetest Fish. And if you're not like, got to try it with a good dip. No, you don't. Look here, just get you some Philadelphia cream cheese and spread it on there for extra anointing. Hey! I'm just... look here, I know it's bad, but I'm trying to help y'all. Then you got to have your favorite Cornelius Parks, really, and you down in Atlanta, right? You still in Georgia, Parks? We're talking about the sweat of God, right? We need it today, right? Sweat of God, melt this here snow. That's what we y'all a mess. Y'all a mess. Don't start, Parks. Don't start nothing. Don't start nothing. But you got to have your favorite snacks on a day like today. If you stuck in the house, hopefully you went to the store. I know people. Y'all saw folk on the news. Y'all was raiding the grocery stores like it was going to be the day after tomorrow. Y'all was hitting the grocery stores like it wasn't going to be nothing left. I saw folks posting, wasn't no bread. Pastor Reggie Royal, he posted on this thing. He said, whoever took all the bread from the grocery store, can they drop a loaf off at the church? Because he couldn't find no wheat bread at the church. Probably wasn't nothing left in the store but light bread. But I'm trying to understand, if you ain't got the right snack, I got to have you some sweetest fish, right? And then you got to have whatever. What's your chocolate flavor? Now, I'm a Hershey with almond type of dude. You know, you got to have your good snacks, some Hershey's with almonds. Some of y'all like Sour Patch Kids. I'm not a big fan because they don't taste the same. They don't have that they used to be really sour back in the day, but they don't really taste the same. But you got to have your Sour Patch Kids, and then you got to have your whatever your favorite beverage is. Now I'm talking about your favorite drink, meaning the G-rated beverage. So whether that be lemonade, you know, a little lemonade or a little Pepsi, whatever that is, you know, you got to have those things when you hunker down in the house. You got to have those things ready while you're on lockdown, trying to survive the little mini blizzard. And then for the adults, I believe you should have your favorite adult beverage. I know y'all say the preacher ain't finna talk. Yes, I am. I think you should have your favorite adult beverage. They too cheap for you. What's cheap for me, man? What you talking about? What you talking about, man? What is you talking about? What's too cheap for me? What you talking about? But you gotta have your favorite adult beverage when you're in the blizzard. You know, just in case you can't get out, and you know, you need to make sure you got your favorite adult beverage. You know, whether it's a, you know, you got your little, you know, some of y'all like brown liquor. Really, Parks? Really? That's where we going? You know, that's what we're going to do. Park's trying to be funny, y'all, talking about the Sour Patch Kids too cheap. I eat sweetest fish, man. They're made by the same people, ain't they? So don't even try it. But I like me a good, and look here, I need the real sweetest fish. I don't need the minis. You know, y'all get the mini sweetest fish. I need the real size. You know, I got some up here, too, in the studio. They over there over on the other side over there. But you know what I'm saying? You need the real size sweetest fish. But back to the beverages. You need a good adult beverage. You know, get you a good wine, whatever it is you like, you know, whether it be a good white wine or if you like a good Merlot. I had to say it. If you like you a good Merlot. Some of y'all will get that later. Some of y'all will get that later. Or, you know, you like a good rose scotta or a sweet red.
Nope.
But I'm just saying, you know, when you're in the house, you got to have the good adult beverage to get you through. You know, you know, a good red wine or a good whatever, you know, or if you're a little bit more adventurous, you know, if you like a good brown, if you're more of a brown liquor type of person, you know, if you like brown spirits, you know what I'm saying? Because let me use Park's word, spirits. You know, if you like a more adult, a more mature spirit, you know, you should get you a little glass or something or whatever. I mean, hey, you know, I mean, if you're finna be locked in the house for a couple of days, make sure your stuff is right, you know. Or get you a good mixed drink. Nothing like a good, well-made sister margarita. Mm-hmm. Yeah, down from the Mexico. Yeah, from the sister, our lady of margarita. It ain't nothing like a good one, you know, to get you through. I'm just saying, you know. So we need those things, man. During the blizzard, I'm just trying to help y'all out. And then have you a good meal. Now, Y'all pray for the prophetess Felicia Martin. She said she went and got her 10 steak tacos and then bunkered on into the house. Now, I just have a question, Sister Felicia. Did you eat all 10 of the steak tacos, or are these going to be some microwaving type stuff? Because, see, I'm not a brother who can – I can't microwave fast food. Either I eat it all in one setting, or it just don't get ate. So what did you got 10 steak tacos. I'm just trying to figure out what's y'all. Now y'all help me out while we talking. What's y'all Blizzard meal? You know, now chili would be good. Now if you had you a pot of chili, if you had your ingredients for some chili, and you could make you some chili for today, and you had all your stuff, you know, your sour cream and your cheese and your little chives and stuff to put on to garnish with, and all that good stuff to put on the top, and some of them good old oyster crackers. Huh? What did I miss? Spirits. I'm talking about, you know, Pat Hicks. I'm talking about having you a good beverage while you're locked down for the blizzard. You know, while you're in the house stuck for the blizzard. That's all. I'm just trying to make sure everybody is equipped, you know, because you should be equipped on a day like today, especially if you ain't got to come out. You know, I'm just saying. I just had coffee. And I'm working PMs tonight. No, you working PM. What you mean working PM? 4 down and 6 to go. What's that? Dollar tacos yesterday. I get it plain so I can reheat and then add toppings at home. Oh! What's a dollar taco? Now, I ain't never, first of all, I'm scared because you said it's a dollar. What is it, real meat on the taco for a dollar? Where's the dollar taco place? Oh, 2:45 to 11:15. Oh, you work in the evening shift. Bless your heart, Angela. Bless your heart. Gonna pray for you out there in the cold. I've never heard of the dollar taco. Where that's at? What's y'all? Somebody, Tanya? Where's my resident food expert and tour guide and party planner and all those things? LaTanya, what is the dollar taco? Because somebody help me. I ain't never heard of the dollar taco. Do anybody know what that is? Because I am clueless on the dollar taco piece. I don't know what that is. So somebody help me out. Have you anybody else on here had the dollar taco? That is this? Wait a minute, Felicia. Wait a minute. Yes, Felicia's local. Right. What is the dollar taco? Where is the location of the dollar taco? Please help me understand, because I'm real lost right now with the dollar taco situation. Anyway, so y'all just, but if you got to come out today, look, be careful coming outside. I'm not sure, you know, whatever. Over here in Glen Ellen, Los Burrito on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Really? Really? How come I ain't ever heard? Okay, let me add. Tanya, where you at? Have you heard of the Los Burritos in Glen Ellen, or North Lake, rather? It's steak tacos. Huh. Okay. I'm about to see about that. Next time I'm over in that direction, I have to go over there and get me a dollar taco and see. I mean, look up the reviews. Where's Pat Hicks? Pull up your Wikipedia and Google the dollar taco. And let me know what the reviews is. Somebody let me know what's going on. Anyway, let's keep it moving. So real quick, a piece of news. Y'all president, the president's chief of staff, I don't know if y'all saw this on the news yesterday, the president's chief of staff apparently hired somebody in his office to be his right hand, who likes to lay hands on women. And when I say lay hands, I don't mean for healing purposes. This guy who used to work at the White House, who is on his way out, I don't believe he's been fired completely yet, but Rob Porter, who beat up both his ex-wives, was working at the White House. Now, mind you, listen to this. He was, now, you know, excuse me, anybody that works in the White House has to get security clearance. And if you're in the White House and if you're going to be anywhere, the closer you are to the president, the higher the level of the security scrutiny that goes against you, right? So they're going to dig as deep as they know how because you work in the White House. Porter, this guy, Rob Porter, he worked in the White House, but apparently he only had temporary or limited security access clearance because of his criminal record. Because his criminal record had allegations and arrests and charges for abuse, for domestic abuse. Yeah. So they knew this when they hired him, which is why they only gave him limited security clearance. But yet, even though he only had limited security clearance, John Kelly, who is the chief of staff of this president, Donald J. Trump, still allowed this man to be his right hand. When you are the right hand of the chief of staff of the United States of America, that means you get to see everything. You read every document that comes through. Anything that says confidential for your eyes only, you get to read it. You get to see it. But he supposedly only, according to what we're finding out, his access was limited. But yet, he was going everywhere and still doing everything as though he had full access. Now, y'all help me. You done beat up both your ex-wives. We got pictures floating around of your ex-wives, one of your ex-wives looking like a raccoon because you done dotted her eye, both of her eyes. And then John Kelly, and here's the deal. First, they defend him. And then when the pictures come out, they go, oh, well, that's not the Rob Porter that I knew. Why does it take the picture coming out for us to have to want to then say, oh, okay, what he did was a bad thing? Why does it take the picture coming out of a woman on her face posted all over the internet with black eyes to say, oh, he did a, oh, now we believe her? Now, I know there's been a lot of falsities that's been going around and a lot of false accusations, yes. But in this case, if the FBI already said there is evidence, which is, and the Secret Service says this is why we're not clearing him for everything, that if that's the reason why, then what more evidence did you need? But this is Donald Trump, who right now got a problem with the FBI because he don't like what they're saying in the first place. So, yeah, that's where we are with that. I am just in shock that this is I shouldn't say I'm in shock, because this White House has shown its lack of moral character and just utter stupidity. Every other day, we get to see more and more of the stupidity from this White House. So we can't say we're shocked. We can't say we're surprised. But unfortunately, it's just one of those things where it's like, wow, is this really what we're subject to? Every day is something new at this White House. Every day there is something new at this White House. And so now the chief of staff's right hand man, there's records that he whooped on both of his ex-wives, both of them, but yet you still was employed. And then he hasn't even this is what Donald Trump said. Now let me read this. Now, it's on record that this man is an abuser, right? Here is what Donald Trump says today. President Trump on Friday called the departure of his former staff secretary, Rob Porter, following allegations of domestic abuse, it's very sad, and he wishes him well. The president did not express any sympathy for the women Porter allegedly abused, instead pointing to Porter's claim that he's innocent. This is what he says. I found out about it recently, and I was surprised by it, Trump said. We certainly wish him well. It's obviously a very tough time for him. He did a very good job while he was in the White House. We hope that he will have a wonderful career. I'm going to let that sit right there for a minute. We hope that he has a wonderful career. Not one word from this person called president. What, not one word of sympathy for the two wives with the black eyes. I was watching the interview, one of them, and she said he grabbed her. He was so angry. He came into the shower, grabbed her by her neck out of the shower. But the president ain't said a word. Here's what the president says. He says he's innocent, and I think you have to remember that. He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent, but you'll have to talk to him about that. That's all you get from this president. This president, who still has a large majority of female support behind him. Why? I do not know for the life of me. But this president, who still has favorable numbers from women, gets, this is what he says. Y'all remember, he said he's innocent. Not one word about, we're sorry for what happened to his ex-wives, or I feel bad for them. Not one symbol of empathy or sympathy from this man that sits in the chair in the highest office in the land. Nothing. The right-hand man of your chief of staff of these United States of America whoops both of his ex-wives. There is police documentation. There is pictures. There is proof. There is evidence. And you gonna say, well, him innocent. Him say him innocent. This is y'all's president.
Are you always lying?
I mean, for real. Every time he opened his
mouth. You always lying?
Every time he breathed.
Are you always lying?
I'm just saying. I really wish somebody would help me. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And he still carries a large, he still has a large, his numbers are large, or as he likes to say, huge. Huge when it comes to women support. Uh-oh, let's see. Pat Hicks. She says she Googled Los Burritos in Glen Ellen per TripAdvisor. And out of 26 reviews, 42% said it was excellent. 48% said it was very good. 7% said average. 3% said poor. Overall, 4.5. Unless it's a secret, nothing is listed about the dollar taco. Wow. So they got a 4.5? So that's like 4.5 out of 5? Really? And this is in where? Glen Ellen. Los Burritos. Los Burritos. Got my stomach growling now. I didn't eat no breakfast this morning. I'm wondering. Let me say it like Marvin Wiley would say. Is there anybody here who feel like dropping off a taco? Just high five your neighbor. I'm just trying to get. Hey, look here. That's not a bad rating, 4.5. Out of 26 reviews, 4.5 stars or whatever. Man. And wait a minute. Now this is two different places because I want to make sure I got this right. Angela said over here in Glen Ellen, Los Burritos is Tuesday and Thursday. And then Felicia says, Taqueria Me. I can't eat. Now, look, my Spanish is real bad. Taqueria Me Palenque, 12 West North Lake. Okay, now look, y'all giving me some good information. I'm gonna have to take me a little trip, not today, but I'm just saying, I'm gonna have to take me a little trip over down yonder and see about Los Burritos over down in the Glen Ellen area. Angela, maybe y'all ought to have a burrito night over at the International Greater Faith Based World Dominion. You know, I don't know the name of your church. Greater Works, Greater Love International Church. Y'all ought to have, if it's a dollar taco night, y'all ought to have a dollar taco night Bible study or something and invite the peoples over. And there you go. Don't go to the one in Lombard. Oh, see, now we're getting all the other directions. All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. Help us out. Help us out. Anyway, y'all, so I just want to share that with y'all about the good Donald Trump. Apparently, In case y'all was asleep last night, the Winter Olympics opening ceremonies started last night. Did anybody know that? Do y'all care? Do anybody watch the Winter Olympics? Like, seriously. Is there anybody that actually watches the Winter Olympics? Because I'm just asking because I'm, you know, asking for a friend. Do anybody watch the Winter Olympics? I know they started last night. They opened up the winter the games opened. They had the opening ceremonies last night, and I just want to know they came on. You know where the time zones are way different because over in what is it, South Korea? Is that where the games are? Y'all help me out. Is that where they are? South Korea? Ain't nobody gonna help me. But I believe they're in South Korea this year. But don't nobody watch the. What about the figure skating? I used to like you. Y'all didn't watch. Y'all remember back in the day, the figure skating is cool. That's some skill. Real talk. Figure skating is a mad skill. But I got a question. Why are all the figure skaters skinny? What? Y'all remember the one black girl we had back in the day? Was it Debbie Thomas? Is that right? Y'all help me. Debbie Thomas, she was a black figure skater that we had. I think she was from Texas or something. She was like the first one I ever seen. Now, I'm dating myself because y'all know I'm a little old. But y'all remember her? Debbie Thomas. She was like the first like medalist female figure skater back in the, was it the 90s? Y'all pray for me. But I think it was Debbie Thomas. But she was out there with the rest of them. And would you want them to be fat? You have to be you have to be fit. I mean, okay, let's look at it this way. For those of you that used to go roller skating, right? Now I'm y'all see some of y'all think I'm being petty and I'm being funny. But I'm trying to ask a question. I'm trying to ask a question. Y'all remember when y'all used to go roller skating? Now, everybody at the skating rink wasn't skinty. Huh? I'm just saying. Everybody at the skating rink wasn't skinny. Y'all do remember when y'all was going down to the, what's the one that's up north over there? Pointing the wrong way. But y'all know what I mean. The one that's north. Rainbow. Was that on Clark? Wasn't that the skating rink back in the day? You can't have weight on that thin ice and skate. That's not thin ice, though. That's in the rink. It ain't like you're going to fall through in the water. That's like, man, wait a minute. Have you seen hockey players? Hockey players ain't little. Hockey players, and they all of them ain't in shape either. It's some fat, hot, you know, well, thick. I don't want to use the word fat. It's some robust. It's some robust hockey players. And they on skates, too. And they out there fighting and jumping and doing everything else. So I want to know how come y'all remember roller skates right at the skating rink, down over at the Rainbow and them other places. I'm just saying, though, because we're saying they have to be fit. What my question is this. I saw some bros out there. It was some bros at the skating rink back when I used to go. And they was Ed Bitter, 225, 250, 300, doing the rubber leg. I mean, doing flips, skating on one leg, you know, doing all of the moves on skates. And they was in shape, and they would be out there skating for hours, nonstop. Yeah, they'd be sweating a little bit, but they was out there. So my question is, you telling me you can't go get a thick brother or thick sister who, you know, might not be a size 2, or a size 4, but she might be a good old size 12. Y'all help me. She might be a good size 12 or 15 or, you know, or 16 or something. But in shape. You know what I mean? You telling me she can't get out there on the ice skates and do a triple sow cow? Huh? That's what y'all saying, right? You saying she can't do that? Or he can't do that? Is that what y'all trying to tell me? And then y'all have been downtown. Those of you who live in Chicago, y'all know we got an ice rink. Y'all know we got an ice rink downtown. What is it, Skate on State? What is it, Skate on State or something? I've seen them pictures on them people on the news. Everybody out there skating. Some of them doing some for real skating. I'm talking about the spin around thing and the one leg up and all that stuff. I'm just asking the question. I'm just asking the question. What you say when I hit a size 12, I'm going roller skating until then? Say what? I'm just asking the question. Because, see, y'all know, I'm trying to, okay, so let's move on. So don't nobody want, and then even with skis, and y'all don't like the ski jumping stuff and none of that? No, ain't nobody in for the ski jumping? No, nobody want to watch the dudes jump the skis or going down the mountain at 45 miles an hour on two sticks. Don't nobody want to see. What about the bobsledding? Y'all know we got a bunch of people in the bobsledding. What about the people who be running down the bobsled? Don't nobody watch that either, huh? Don't nobody care nothing about the Winter Olympics, huh? I guess not. I guess we all about the summer sports, huh? We all about the track and the field and the swimming and the gymnastics and all of that stuff. I guess we don't really care about the winter sports. We're not a fan of the winter sports. What's the one with the thing that they push the stone on the ice and then the two dudes is in the front with the brooms and they sweeping the ice in front of the stick, in front of the stone? What is that called? Y'all help me, because I'm finna say shuffleboard, but that's on the cruise ship. What is that thing called, y'all? When they push the stone and they try to score some points, and you got the two dudes in the front with the broomsticks, and they sweeping the ice. What is that thing called? What? Now, ain't nobody, y'all ain't going to help me. Do anybody know anything? Is there anybody out there? I'm just asking the question. What is that called? What is the thing? You know what I'm talking about. Where they be, y'all know, y'all done seen it before. And, I mean, they be doing it real. Like, somebody will push the thing, and then they will try to, you know, sweep the snow, sweep the ice. Y'all ain't going to help me with the snow dogs. Oh, you talking about, no, that's sledding. Ain't nobody talking about sledding. That ain't it. It's a sport. And it's like you push this rock. It almost looked like, you know, it's like a big, it's like playing marbles on ice. But I don't know what the thing is called, and y'all ain't helping me at all. Where are my well-versed listeners who know a little bit about some about everything? What is that called? Curling. Thank you, Danielle, my favorite niece. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, producer. Y'all hear it at the same time. That's wonderful. Curling. That's what it's called. Curling. 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 That's what it's called. Curling. Right. Yeah. You know, they push the thing, you know what? It's actually cool to watch. Because it's like a science to it, you know. I like thinking games. It's not really an athletic sport. It's more of a thinking game because you just have to. It's more of a physics type deal. You know, you have to push at the right speed, and then once you push it, then your teammates have to then make sure they shovel sweep just enough ice out of the way so that it keeps its momentum, and then stop. So that it hits inside this circular bullseye type of deal. Curling. Yeah. And then I'm not a fan of hockey, but, you know, I watch it if Team USA get a little further on, get into like one of the medal rounds, I'll watch it. Other than that, I really ain't trying to watch. I'm not a big fan of the winter stuff. I'm just saying, you know, that's all. Anyway, y'all. So that's all for that. I'm gonna move on. Y'all ain't helping me out. Thank you to my people for the curling, you know, because y'all wasn't gonna help me over here talking about some sledding and all other kind of stuff. And then y'all hating on the full size ice skaters. Y'all y'all hating on the full size figure skaters. It didn't say little figure skaters. It just say figure. So to me, that means you can have a little figure, a medium figure, or you can be healthy. I'm just saying. Y'all hating on the full size figure skaters. We got full size models walking the runway, don't we? How come we can't have full? You know what though? With the full size model, I'm gonna say this though. How come they only got full size female models? Where is the full size male model? Ladies, let me ask y'all the question. Do y'all want to see, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people were complaining that all of the female models on the stage were thin and skinny and unreal. You know, they were unrealistic looking. So, you know, so they got a couple. They went and got a couple. What's that girl's name? It's a couple of them now. They full size models. You know, they was out there. They, one of them was with the model for Victoria's Secret, Victoria's Secrets and them. And then they had them on some of the other shows and all that. But my question is, where is the full-size male models? Y'all, that's not something y'all want to see? Ladies, y'all can help me out. That's, y'all don't want to see the full-size male model? That's not what y'all, that ain't in y'all's thought process. You know, because some bruhs got hips. You know, everybody ain't built like, what's my man's name, the model? What's his name? The black dude. Come on, y'all help me out. The famous one. I don't know if he's still a model or not. Tyson Beckford, right? Everybody ain't built like Tyson Beckford or what's my man from Power? His name Omar? I don't know if that's his name or not. But what's my man from Power? Everybody ain't built like them dude. Some people, you know, they ain't necessarily got a six-pack. They got a little court, you know, down up in the area. Right up in here, you know, but you know, there's some big dudes that dress pretty well. Where's the full size models at? See, Pat Hicks says she'll watch them. See, like, what, well, my boy Parks, like my boy, now I ain't being funny, but you know, my boy Parks, he ain't short, so he tall. He like what, six, he about my height. He might be a little taller than me. Parks like 6'2", you know, put my man in a suit, he can walk the wrong way, right? Y'all, it's not, you don't think my man, y'all, you know what I'm saying? For the big and tall people, come on. Where is the bras at on the other side? Victoria's Secret keep them in the closet. really? That's what we all see. Pat Hicks keeps it real. Pat Hicks says she'll watch the Healthy Male Model Show. She says she'll watch. She'll watch, you know, because some of these bros walking around here got, you know, man, you know, they got, you know, they got, you know, they, you know, I'm just saying, I think it's a market for, you know, we see the big and tall commercials, but where is the fashion show for the big and tall brothers? How come, you know, the big and tall brothers man, look here. I don't know nobody. I know some big bros that are fine practitioners of amazing haberdashery. I'm just saying. I think that there is a market out there, man, and somebody need to cash in on that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to share that with y'all. You know, I'm just trying to help out the people. I'm just trying to push. I'm just trying to give everybody a chance to get a check. I believe everybody should have an opportunity to get a check. Big, small, fat, tall, medium, or from wall to wall. I just think everybody ought to get a check. I just believe there ought to be room for everybody to get a check, and we shouldn't be discriminating against those who are of the healthier persuasion. That's just me. Yeah. See, Pat Hicks say you put a show together, she's there. You know what, Tanya? Here's an idea. What if we did like see, y'all gonna get me in trouble. But what if we did like a fashion show, you know, a thick in the waist, cute in the face fashion show? Huh? What y'all think? I think that would be that, you remember, y'all know churches back in the day used to have fashion shows. And you know, in the fashion show in the church, it wasn't just the skinny people that was modeling in the church. Come on now. You know, we
nope. Know.
What? What's the right. See, Felicia Martin, remember the T. Y'all remember, used to have a T and fashion show back in the church, back in the day. And in the T and fashion show, now I ain't gonna tell all y'all business, but some of y'all used to go to the store like Friday and Saturday and buy all these clothes with y'all check. And then what? The cute. What is KMSL? I'm not good on the language. KMSL, keep my something. I don't know what KMSL. What's KMSL, Tanya? What's KMSL? Somebody help me with KMSL, because I only know the basic ones. SMH, shaking my head, and you know, some other stuff. What is KMSL? Can somebody help me? What? What is it? Ain't nobody. Killing myself laughing. Oh, I did not. I don't know if I've seen that or either I've just ignored it. Killing myself laughing. Okay, so one more time. Wait a minute. So I guess because I got that little signal. Okay, so seriously, y'all ain't down for the cute in the thick in the waist, cute in the face fashion show. Y'all ain't feeling y'all ain't feeling that. Cause you get the models from both sides. You get the ladies, you know, you get the ladies to come and model. Y'all remember this at y'all church, cause y'all used to go and buy all them clothes for the tea, and then y'all would be in the fashion show with the tag stuffed in the collar, and y'all would be down in the basement of y'all churches, cause we used to have some big ones here at the church. I mean, I know it was some folk walking around here with some stuff on that they went to Marshall Field on Friday and Saturday, and they took it back to Marshall Field on Monday because they was trying to model in the church tea and fashion show. I never understood what the tea part was. I just knew we ate at the church, and they used to make frappe. That was when they served the frappe at the tea and the fashion show. See, this got to be a Black Baptist church thing. I don't think they did this in the Kojic churches and in the in the holiness churches, only in the Baptist church. What you say? They used to rent out the hall for about, yeah. See, we had a hall here. We got a nice size lower auditorium, whatever you want to call it, downstairs. So that thing used to be packed out, and we had a runway set up in the middle, and that thing was packed out. And there would be people from different churches. We would get our friends who we knew could dress, and they would come model. And then it would always be right before school started. So if you had school clothes, you know, you could model your school clothes in the tea and fashion show in the kids section. Thank you, Felicia Mark. It was a serious. Y'all don't remember the tea and the fashion show? See, if y'all was in them holiness churches, y'all was just shouting. Y'all didn't even, and y'all couldn't wear real clothes no way at the sanctified church. Y'all just had to wear long skirts with flat, with them, what they call them heels. What's them heels that wasn't high? You know, them what you call it heels, them Hillary Clinton heels. That's what I call them now. What they call them heels? The ones that you. What's them? Y'all know what I see. I know I'm gonna get in trouble. What's them heels called? You know, they got. I ain't talking about, you know, women. You know, some of your sisters in the church, y'all be serious with them stilettos. Hallelujah, praise the Lord for y'all. I'm just talking about y'all, but I'm talking about them. You know, them little heels, the little fat heel on the back. What's them shoes called? Pat Hicks, kitten heels. Lord, I didn't even see that. Okay, kitten heels. Thank you, Tanya. Kitten heels. Now, why is it called a kitten heel? I'm going to move on in a minute. I'm feeling something right now. I just want to know why is it called, Felicia said, I've been Baptist, Kojic, sanctified, non-denomination, on and on. Why is it called a kitten heel? What's the reason? What is the reason that it's called a kitten heel? I'm not sure. But y'all know them little bitty heels. See, in the sanctified and the Kojic church, see, y'all did all that dancing. Y'all couldn't really be doing that dancing in that 4.5-inch stiletto. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all, you know, the ones that Juanita Bynum don't like no more, because she used to wham, but now she don't like them no more. But what, you know, what, why is it called, is my mom on here? Why is it called a kitten heel? Is it because it ain't too high and it ain't too, like, what is the term? I'm waiting on somebody to put it. Oh, it's only 2 inches, according to Felicia Martin. It's only 2 inches. Really? That's it, huh? You ain't trying to do too much with the kitten heel. But it's 2 inches, I guess that's good enough to get your shout on. Now, I done seen some folk today. I know some women that could shout in a 4-inch and a 5-inch. I've seen it happen. But the kitten heel to keep. Oh, the 2-inch heel. The kitten heel keeps you okay. You must be. She's been coaching for real. Felicia Martin said the 2-inch heel keeps you holy. I'm done. Jesus. So, you know, if your heel is more than 2 inches, the level of your savedness is probably in question. If we going off of the two inch theory. Wait, Patricia Hicks say it's short, slender, and a slight curve, 1.5 to 2 inches. Them shouters with them high heels are steppers too. Oh. Y'all, see, this is why I like y'all. Y'all have all of the information. Y'all got all the information. Pat Hicks says it's a short slender with a slight curve, and it's 1.5 to 2 inches. That's what the kitten heel is. And then Pat, Felicia Martin says them shouters with them high heels are steppers too. Right. They do, right? Cause that's what I'm saying. See, y'all being right now. Again, I'm asking the question. See, now I didn't see nobody modeling the kitten heels in the tea in the fashion show back in the day. Now I don't remember. I remember most of it. I think everybody in the fact they went and had they put some tape under their shoes because they were taking the shoes back, you know, back down to the wee boats and the Marsha Fields. They had to take them shoes back, so they put tape under the bottom of the shoe so that the shoe didn't get scratched up while they was doing they stuff in the church house. I'm just saying. So, but I brought it up to say when those people were modeling in the fashion show, it wasn't all skinny women. All of y'all first ladies wasn't little y'all trying to act like they was. You know, they was out there with their big furs on and their big mink coats, and the bros was out there with their big suits on. And so I'm just saying. I think we could do a fundraiser. Tanya, what you think about the cute in the face, thick in the waist, tea and fashion show? I'm just wondering. What? That's not how you spell wee boats, Felicia. That's not how you spell it. Y'all pray for Felicia. Her mind is bad. She needs a fresh anointing because she's still working off of that 2-inch, you know, that thing. But I like that, though. So now you're going to have me. We had this old mother that modeled her whole closet. Heavy competition. Yeah. And you get them church hats. The mothers was really into it. Now mostly I see mothers with them 2-inch, what you call this on. So I guess we gonna really pronounce them the holy heels because they're 2 inches. Because anything above that 2-inch, I guess your anointing might not be secure. Are we saying that folk that wear over 2 inches ain't saved? Is that what y'all trying to say? Or there's a question about their redemption? It's a question about whether or not they've been truly redeemed. If they're wearing more than a 2-inch heel, are you trying to say we questioning they? Are you saying that women who wear more than a 2-inch heel ain't saved? Is that what y'all trying to say? Is that what I'm reading? Am I reading that properly? Felicia, I'm going off what y'all saying. She say above 2 inches and you're going to hell. See what I'm saying? See? I'm just asking questions. I'm trying to get this fashion show going. I think it's time we have a fashion show for the next size up. You know, at Nordstrom, they had Donna Renee Pack says, I don't own a pair of shoes. I can't shout in. But if need be, I just take them off. Can I still be holy dancing barefoot? Huh? Oh, now see, yeah, you the real deal. Now, but I'm just gonna say this. If y'all get to shouting, and if you know you are a shouter and you're not afraid to dance, and you happen to have on a pair of 3, 4, 4.5 inch, maybe even 5-inch heels, and you decide you want to shout, and you decide you want to kick your shoes off. Can I just say this? There is nothing wrong with going to get you a good pedicure and making sure that your feet is in proper order before you kick off your said shoe when the shout hit. I'm just saying. Look here. If your feet look like you can climb a tree barefoot, you need to keep your shoes on while you shouting. If your feet truly look like bear claws, huh? You want to keep your shoes on while you shout. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna need you to do the Baptist two step. I'm gonna need you to do the Baptist two step. You know, just do the clap. You know what I'm saying? Just do the clap. Don't try to do nothing else. Don't do nothing else. I like what Don, wait a minute, barefoot is in. Do it all the time in the church. Men need to get their feet done too. I agree, Renee Fowler. I am all for the sports pedicure for the bros. And right, and see, I knew Donna Patrick was saved. I knew she was saved when I first met her and interviewed her on this show. Donna Patrick say, and be sure there isn't any ash. There isn't an ash alert on your feet. Amen. Your feet ought to be anointed with oil too before you get to the church. Huh? Look here. Look, don't be shouting for the Lord and also looking like you've been in the kitchen kicking flour. Huh? Looking like you've been frying chicken all day barefoot. I'm just saying. Anoint your feet with something before you start kicking your shoes off. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Kim Tony said, make sure your frontal wig is glued down to yeah. I'm done. Y'all ain't saved. Talking about people wigs coming up. See, you got to make sure your stuff is anchored. Huh? It's a song said, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Make sure that wig is anchored down. Make sure your sew-in is legit before you start all that bucking and stuff in the church. Pat Hicks, you know I ain't, what I say? I ain't say nothing. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody. Look, she said, make sure your frontal wig is glued down together or sewed in. Y'all still use glue? I'm not going to talk about this today because I'm going to move on. I'm going to get in trouble. Y'all don't still use glue, do you? They using, it's all sew-ins now, right? Is it still glue? Looking for a friend. Y'all still use glue? I ain't being funny because y'all seen the dudes. I know y'all saw it on Facebook. Y'all seen the dudes with the glued on beards? Got the weave beard. Did y'all see that? I know y'all, I'm not playing. Look, Instagram, I know it's finna end. I'm going to restart it as soon as it ends. Have y'all seen, but seriously, y'all seen the dudes with the fake beards? I ain't talking about the ones that go crazy with the, what's that stuff called? The Beijing stuff that y'all go to the barbershop and get. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the dudes who have, they literally take hair and they glue it down over the rest of the beard. And then they comb it out, and they walking around with this fake beard. I'm so sick. Have y'all seen that mess? I'm not playing, Donna. I'm not playing. Yes. I am not playing. Tanya, where you at? I know you saw it, because I think I sent it to you when I saw it, because I thought it was crazy is all I do. Because you know you got, because see, I'm going to have to tell on the bros, because I don't want the women to think I'm picking on them. Because bros been getting weeds for a long time. I'm going to tell y'all something. I used to have locks, right, and my hair was all my hair. Everybody that saw me grow my locks, they saw me start from, what's them things called, from the twist all the way to the locks. Like, was not a piece of nothing in my hair. Matter of fact, y'all ask my mama why, but when I cut it off, it's in a Ziploc bag, and she still got it at the house. I don't understand why she got it. But all of that was my real hair, right? But there are some guys, but, you know, when you go through the lock process, your hair looks a little rough for a while. But a lot of guys that I know didn't want to go through the process, right? So what they did was once they went through the twist process and they got their hair long enough, they was getting sew-ins at the shop. I promise y'all I ain't lying. They was getting so in. I am telling the truth. Donna Patrick, don't make me fat. Tanya, can you find the clip with the sew-in beards, the fake beards that they're gluing on? And post, I'm so serious. I'm not telling. I look here. They were getting sew-ins for locks. I'm telling you what I know. Y'all can call my former loctician, whatever you want to call her. Her name is Lily Jones. She is in Forest Park. She will tell you. Sharisa know Lily. Sharisa, you still on here? Sharisa know Lily. Used to work in the shop with her. They was doing. Now Sharisa wasn't in the shop at the time, but they was doing sew-ins for dudes for locks because they didn't want to go through the process. Yes, lock extension. I ain't never had no lock extension. Never had. They were cheating the process because they didn't want to go through the month and a half or the 2 months of their head looking crazy. So they decided they was going to get whatever hair, and I guess you can use the cheap hair when you're getting locks. What is it? Yaki? What's the cheap hair called? Do they still sell the cheap hair? I don't think the guys was buying the bundles. You know, how much them bundles cost? I don't think guys was buying bundles. I think they were just buying whatever was hanging in the store, the sew-in, whatever they person recommended. I don't think they was buying them good bundles from overseas and what is it? Yaki, Remy, Indian something, Indian Remy, Virgin something, whatever that is. What is it? Australian something. I don't think the bros was buying that. I think the bros was just buying. She need to see it for herself. I'm getting them. I don't want to go through the process. What? No. So bros been doing it too. Bros been doing it too. They've been getting, you know, they've been getting stuff too, and they stuff. So I don't want y'all to think I'm just picking on the ladies because for their sew ins and stuff. Bros been getting them in for a long time. They was getting lock extensions put on because they want their hair to be all, you know, they want the locks going down their back and all the other kind of stuff and all that. Mine grew naturally. Y'all can go to my Facebook page, go to them old pictures. Plenty of them up there. No, that was all me. Wasn't no sew-in, wasn't no nothing. That was all 100% black African-American, homegrown, scalp-grown Negro hair. All mine. What if God looked at us and said, I don't want to go through the process? And I. Wait, Kim Tony, what you say? What if God looked at us and said, I don't want to go through the process. I just got inspired. Woo, my. Now, that'll preach. I just don't want to go through the process. That, you know what? That is a word now. I could use that. Might preach. I may have to preach that somewhere someday. Amen. Look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation, y'all. The heart of a worship leader, being led while leading, being led while leading. We're going to do that. We'll be right back. I'm going to give y'all something different. I feel like a little worship. Let's just use this right here.
Oh,
we'll be right back, y'all.
TCLO. How he loves me singing.
Oh, how he loves me.
Oh, how he loves me. how we love me. Oh,
how we love me.
I'm like, what key is that? That might be my key. I forgot I had that song loaded on here. You don't ever play out. Pat Hicks, what key is that? I think I could get that one. Let me get a little bit more of that. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, he loves me.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves me.
In spite of my wrong.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves
really,
me.
Really, really loves me.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves
I
me.
I have many faults.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves
Even
me.
Even happy faults.
He loves me. Yes.
But
he
that
really
don't stop him from loving me.
He loves me. Yes.
It
he
don't
really
stop him from loving me.
He loves me.
Yeah, don't be
really
loving. Oh, you love me.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves
really,
me.
Really love me.
He loves me. Yes, he really loves
really,
me.
Really love me.
He loves me. Yes, he really
yes,
loves me.
Yes, he really loves me.
Facebook, you're mad. You're mad. That's all right. All right, right there. Hey, amen. Who is that? Somebody on Instagram. I'm sorry whoever it is on the gram. I just see so proud of you, Dana. I can't read your username. Not sure who you are, but thank you. God bless you. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Real quick. No, Angela, I did not touch on it, but since you brought it up, I will touch on it real quick. I'm going to sing that song. That's all right. Oh, how he loves me. That's good right there. Woo. What? Don't have my keyboard today, but you good. I'm like, man, I'm about to practice that. When I'm going to practice that when the show over. Anyway, real quick, Angela, you brought up a good point. So real quick, I'm gonna touch on it real quick. I'm gonna give it 5 minutes and I'm done. Maybe less than that. So on ESPN yesterday, they were doing – this is the time of season. This is the season or the time of year where high school athletes – sign their letters of intent to go to college. And they're signing letters of intent. They're signing letters of intent based off of the schools that have tried to recruit them, right? So they're trying to sign letters of intent. So this young man, let me pull up his name real quick. Help me out, y'all. Help me out. This young man, was signing his letter of intent. Here it is. So let me make sure I get his name right. Where is his name? Jacob Copeland had been. He was the number two recruit in the country. He's the number two recruit in the country. He was recruited. He was recruited by Alabama. First of all, Angela, I see your comment, but I'm gonna touch on some stuff. He was recruited by Alabama. He was recruited by Tennessee. He was recruited by the University of Florida, the Florida Gators. Now, apparently, he had been thinking he had been thinking about what school he wanted to go to. So he decided that he wanted to go to Florida. So they had the three hats. I'm going to prank the picture for you. You can look this up. He had three hats in front of him. He had a University of Florida hat, a University of Alabama hat, and then he also had a University of Tennessee hat. So they said, what school are you going to go with? Now, before he spoke, he says, I prayed about it. And he says, I prayed about it. And that God would give me the desire to where I wanted to go. And he said, I prayed about it. And he says, I am going to Florida. What happens then is, now mind you, his mama, auntie, are wearing Alabama sweatshirts. University of Alabama sweatshirts. But then his mama is wearing University of Tennessee wool cap on her head. So I guess she wanted him to either pick Alabama or she wanted him to pick Tennessee. She did not want him to pick Florida. So when he put the Florida hat on, she looks over at him, looks over at her sister who's sitting next to her and says, let me get up from here. You can read her lips. And she walks off from her son on national television. Before we start talking about, before he started talking about it wasn't our business. It was our business because it happened on national television. Okay? So she gets up and walks out on her son on what is possibly one of the biggest days in his life. Let me just tell the truth. I'm going to tell the whole story. She walks out on her son on what is the biggest, one of the biggest days of his life, and walks out because he didn't choose the school that she wanted him to choose. Now, mind you, he's getting a full ride from whatever school he was going to because he's one of the top five recruits in the country. So she walks out. He is clearly and visibly shaken by what she did on national television, on ESPN, in broad daylight, in front of every TV camera, in front of a gym room full of people, surrounded by his friends. His mama walked out. Now, the reporter who is talking to him in his ear is saying, hey, who was that that just walked out? He says, that was my mom. And you could tell he's sad, he's distraught, and he's crying because his mama took it upon herself to walk out while he's getting ready to sign his letter of intent. Now, yes, she did. She had a moment. I'm not saying she didn't. Now, fast forward. The reporter asked him what happened. He said she walked out. He said, was your mom unhappy? And this is what the young boy said, because he never disrespected his mother. He said, I spoke to God about my choice. Y'all watch the video for yourself. He said, I prayed about it, and this is where God said I should go. Now, if he believes that that's where God told him to go, I'm sorry, mama, grandmama, auntie, cousin, Pookie, whoever. If God told me to go to Florida, then my hips is getting on the first plane thing smoking, and I'm going to Florida. So he stands up. He's at the microphone. He is visibly crying. She then walks back on set, and she hugs him and says, it's going to be all right. So people, there was an uproar. There was an uproar about it. A lot of people felt some kind of way. Now, let's just say this. And I'm reading y'all's comments. Angela says she just had a freaking moment. Whatever. We ought to calm down. Kim Tony says we are messed up. Would she have stood there if he was in front of a judge in a courtroom shouting, my baby didn't do it? Ooh, that's good. That's good, Kim. That's a good point, Kim. Would she have stood there in front of the judge if the judge, right, shouting, my baby didn't do it? That's a good point, Kim. I like that. Renee Fowler says, I'm gonna keep my mouth closed because I would have did it too. Sorry, but I'm telling the truth. She didn't walk out on him. She didn't approve of that college. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm gonna come back to you, Renee Fowler. Angela says, so I have no issue with that. Yeah, you are foxy. You are all foxy. But had it been Mama King, we would all digress the end. No, because let me tell you something right now. And my mama, I believe, is still watching right now. She can correct me if I'm wrong. My mama wouldn't have walked out on my choice. My mother wouldn't have walked out. She probably don't like it. You want me to be 100 with you right now? I'll be 100 with you right now. When I applied for the, I'm going to tell it because I can, and then guess what? It don't matter to me. When I applied for the pastorship of this church, my mother begged me not to put my resume in. She begged me not to apply for this church. My mother did that. But watch this. when it was my turn to be on trial, when it was my turn to preach, when it was my turn to teach, do you know where my mama's hips was? She was in the pew supporting her only child. So don't tell me what my mama wouldn't do. I'm just going to make it plain for y'all. Y'all done touched the wrong nerve in here today. I'm just going to say it like it is. She was here despite her feelings about the place, despite her feelings about the people and how they were treating me. She showed up anyway to support her child. Now, she told me how she felt outside of here. But for the public to see, she showed up. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You don't make it about you in front of all of the cameras and stuff, because now he will forever be known regardless of the fact of what you did after the fact. First impressions are all we get. And the first impression we got of his mama is that she walked out on him on one of the biggest moments of his life. Y'all can say what you want, and we'll be friends afterwards. But the truth be told, Huh? Right, you don't embarrass your child. That's what I'm saying. You don't embarrass your child. You embarrassed him. Now he goes to school, and you know how cruel teenagers can be. Now he goes to school, and now he's going to be that freshman getting hazed in the locker room saying, "Hey, man, your mama still don't like Florida. Hey, man. Your mama still don't like Florida." You see what I'm saying? He has to deal with that because she created that. She has now put a more pressure on him as a college athlete than he already has to deal with. Let me ask you this question. Let's fast forward 3 years. Y'all just stay with me for a second. Let me read some of these comments. Let me read some of these comments. What I'm saying is, this is Angela, thank you, says, is this you grown? We're talking about a mom and her son. The lady showed up. Uh-huh. See, you don't know what happened if you cussing, you're a pastor. Uh-huh. She didn't walk out. She did. Let's see. Angela says, don't tell me what to do with mine because you don't feed mine. Okay, right. Don't tell me what to do with mine. They're all mine. She had a moment. Okay, right. I get that. What I'm saying is this. Let's fast forward to 3 years from now, and Mr. Jacob Copeland, let's just say he is one of the, let's just say he is in the draft for the NFL. Uh-huh. And it comes time for a team to choose him. And he's sitting at the table in New York where they hold the draft. Y'all stay with me for a minute. Please stay with me for a minute. I'm sorry, but the article going to have to wait for a hot minute. Angela, this is all your fault. You should have been in the studio today because this would have been good, but this is all your fault. So let's fast forward to the draft. And now he's sitting at the table. And you know the way the draft works, 9 times out of 10, the team that drafts you is not really a good team. Because the team who gets the first pick is probably the team that finished last, unless that pick got traded to somebody. So let's say, oh my God, 3 years from now, the Cleveland Browns, can I go there? The Cleveland Browns, let's make it better. God forbid, the Chicago Bears have the number one pick. Y'all pray for me right now. And they're sitting at the table and they say, with the second pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Jacob Copeland. Is mama going to get up and walk away from the big table in front of all of the people because I don't want my son to play for the sorry Chicago Bears? Is she going to get up and walk out like she did today when he chose Florida? Is she going to get up and walk out?
Yep.
Because now, huh? I don't hear nobody. Huh? I can't get off mama because mama was wrong. Mama had a moment. She came back. She redeemed herself. But she was wrong. She was wrong. Ain't no getting around that, y'all. Ain't no getting around that. She was dead wrong. She was dead wrong for leaving that boy sitting there And then some guy out the audience, I don't know if that was his coach or a friend, a cousin, uncle, somebody else had to come console your son because you too emotional, because you don't like the school he went to, because you wanted him to go to Alabama. Why? Because Alabama just won the championship. He went where, you know where he probably went? He went where he knew he was going to play right away. He knew, he probably went somewhere where he said, I'm going to go where I have the best opportunity to make a name for myself, so when my time comes, the next place I play will be in the NFL. No, it's all speculation. We don't know what went on. And he says, if you watch the interview, he says that we had long discussions. And she had her opinion, but ultimately it was his decision. And look here. Once he said he prayed about it, that should have been the end of it. When my mama asked me, are you sure you want to try to be the pastor over there at that church? I told her, I said, look, I'm just going by what God told me. She said, but are you, she said, because I don't think you are. I said, I got to do what God, I got to do what I believe God told me. So that's that. Woo, y'all done messed me up. I know I got stuff to do. I got stuff to do. We supposed to get to this article today, but I probably ain't gonna. We probably gonna say it is because I got stuff to do and stuff like that. So I'm gonna try to get ready to get up out of here. Angela, it's all your fault. You should have been on here earlier. We could have talked about this earlier, and I could have been out of here and on time and did the article and everything. Y'all blame Angela Johnson, my twin. One sister to another, iHeartRadio, Intellectual Radio, all that good stuff. Y'all blame Angela L. Johnson. Y'all blame Angela. He ain't no minor. He 18. That's an adult. He an adult. He 18. Oh, my God. Okay, y'all. Anyway. Oh, my God. That was good, though. I liked it. Y'all got me a little. That's true. You have to love, and I agree. You love your children through it. You do. Because people are going to make choices and decisions that we don't like, and your kids are going to make choices that you don't like. Your parents are going to make choices you don't like. But you don't stop being who you are, and at least you don't do it in front of people. We can disagree all day behind closed doors. You can tell me I'm wrong. You can cuss me. You can do whatever you want to do. But especially watch this. Especially because the perception is, oh, look at what happened with, because you know what I'm saying? And then the way the reporters pounced on him, now he's got to answer questions. And again, he's a child, been thrust into the limelight. Now he got to answer questions for mama's actions. I'm just speaking of the consequences. Yes, she came back. Yes, she did, but it did not negate what happened prior to. It did not negate what happened prior to. But we gonna pray that relationship, if there was anything damaged based off of those actions, that relationship would be renewed and restored, because we don't need to see any more families, especially black families. We don't need to see any more black families torn up. And in disarray because of hurt feelings and things like that. So we definitely want to keep them in our prayers and all that good stuff, man. We do. We definitely want to do that. Let's do this, y'all. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for what we heard on today, God. We thank you just, God, for laughter. God, we thank you for fun. God, we thank you for enjoyment. God, we thank you for traveling mercies in this snow that you sent us. God, we even thank you for the snow, God, because even though it may have been an inconvenience for some, the very snow that you sent might have saved somebody's life today by keeping them in the house. So, God, we just say thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for all of those right now who've been a part of this broadcast today, God, and we thank you for those who listen, God. We thank you for the viewers on Ustream, God. We thank you for the viewers on Facebook Live, God. We thank you for the viewers on Instagram right now, God. We thank you for the listeners on blogtalkradio.com, God. We thank you for the listeners who are listening via their phone right now, who dialed in to listen. God, we thank you for the emailers, for the tweeter, for the people who tweet the show, God. We just thank you so much, God. We love you on today, God. Now, God, I come on behalf of the McCurtis family. God, we ask that you would be with them on this weekend, God. God, today is the day of the starting of the services, God. We ask that you would be with them today, God, as they prepare for the visitation today. God, we ask that you would strengthen them, God. Prepare them for what's going to happen today, God. Prepare them, prepare their minds and their hearts, God, and let them know that you're still in control, God. But at the same time, God, comfort them, God, and give them the strength. And let them know, God, that this too will pass, God. Then, I come on behalf of myself, God, that you would continue to strengthen me as I go through this same process, God, and this grieving process, God. God, and then give me the words to say on Saturday, God, as I get ready to eulogize my friend, my brother, my mentor, my father, my everything, God. I just would ask that you would give me the strength, God, that I would have the proper words to say, God, not only to encourage. Not only to comfort the family, God, but to encourage those who might be in the audience who don't know you, God. So we ask these things in Jesus' name, God. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. I got to go up here with the family, God. I'm on my way to the funeral home. You guys stay careful today. Please, please, please be careful today while you're out. If you don't have to be out today, you know what, in all seriousness, because I'm out here, but I needed to be. But if you don't have to be out today, please don't go out until later on when they've done some stuff and cleaned some stuff out. If you don't have to be out here today, don't be out here. If you but just a real quick, the services for my friend and TTLO family member, Lovey McCurtis Jr., will be on tomorrow. The wake is at 9:30 a.m. At 9:30 a.m., the funeral services start exactly at 10 a.m. If you can, those of you who are in the Chicagoland area, if you just want to come out and pay your respects to the family, pay your respects to those of us who are in the midst of suffering this loss and grieving right now, please come out, shake her hand, shake his wife's hand, shake his children's hand, just to let them know that you're praying for them and that you know that he'll be missed. Because everything that you see here today, even though you never met him, even though you never saw him physically behind the camera or behind the microphone, anytime he was here and he was able, he always sat in the back over here in one of the seats and chairs that we have in the studio, and he is the one who handled all of the businesses in the background to keep this show afloat, and he's definitely going to be missed. So, again, if you're able to come to the Chicagoland area tomorrow, just come by. I'll be here at the church, and then if you want to come by and just hang out afterwards, hey, come on through. We'd be glad to have you and all that good stuff. So, look, y'all, I got to go. I got to go out into these special streets. The one thing about this snow, we probably won't hear about no shooting this weekend, right? I guess we got to look at the bright side. It probably won't be no shootings in the city this weekend. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. Y'all stay blessed. I'm going to give me some more of this old How He Loves Me, and then I'm going to get up out of here because that thing blessed me. I was loving that. That was all right with me. Come on now, let me get some more of that old How He Loves Me. Hit that thing one time. Come on.
Oh, how He Loves Me singing.
Oh,
hey.
How He Loves Me.
Oh,
oh,
how
He Loves Me.
How He Loves Me. Whoa.